Chapter 11. The Fireball. In the building on the river, metal cables held MJ to the wall.
"You've got everything you need," she shouted at Doc Ock. "Now let me go."
"I can't let you go. You'll call the police."
Ock started a fusion reaction. A small ball of fire appeared in the center of the reactor. It started to grow. High above MJ, someone climbed quietly into the building.
"Surprise!" called a soft voice.
MJ looked up. It was Spider-Man. Suddenly, a metal arm swung towards Spider-Man and he jumped to the floor.
"Stop the reactor, Ock," said Spider-Man. "You're going to hurt a lot more people this time."
He tried to jump over Ock to the reactor's cables, but two metal arms threw him through the roof and out of the building. Moments later, Spider-Man swung back in. He hit Ock hard with both feet. They both went down through the floor into the water. The ball of fire was bigger now. It started pulling metal into its center. It pulled the metal cables around MJ. She screamed as her body flew towards the fireball. Spider-Man shot webbing at her and pulled her back from danger.
"Run!"
he shouted to MJ. A metal arm lifted Spider-Man up and threw him to the floor. Ock then lifted him up by the foot. A knife came out of one of the metal arms. Ock was going to kill Spider-Man. Spider-Man shot webbing around the reactor cables and pulled. As the cables touched one of the metal arms, the energy from the fireball went into Ock. He flew back and crashed onto the floor. At last, Spider-Man pulled the cables out of the wall. He looked at the reactor. It was still going. It didn't need the cables anymore. It was getting bigger and bigger.
"Dr. Octavius," called Spider-Man.
Peter tried to think. He showed his real face to Otto.
"Peter Parker," smiled Otto. "Brilliant, but lazy."
"We must stop the reactor," Peter said.
"I can't stop it," said Otto sadly. "I won't stop it."
"You once told me we must use science for the good of the world." "These arms have changed you," said Peter. "Don't listen to them." Peter was right. Otto knew that. Fusion was his dream. But he was ready to leave his dream now.
"Listen to me now,"
Otto shouted at the arms.
"Listen to me."
At last, he could control the metal arms.
"Now, how do I stop the reactor?" asked Peter. "Tell me."
"We can't stop it," said Otto. "But maybe the river. Drop it in the river."
Peter turned to the reactor, but a metal arm caught him.
"I'll do it," Otto said.
Peter turned to MJ. She almost cried when she saw the true face of Spider-Man. It was Peter. Now she understood everything. Suddenly there was a terrible noise above them. A wall was falling towards MJ. She cried out, and Spider-Man was there. He stopped the wall with his back.
"Hi," said Peter. "This is really heavy."
Peter was strong, but he couldn't hold the wall much longer.
"MJ, if we die," he started to say.
"You do love me,"
MJ finished his sentence for him.
"I do."
Peter gave one great push and threw the wall back. Then he jumped up with MJ in his arms and they swung out of the building. Down below on the river, Otto stood alone with the reactor.
"I won't die a bad man," Otto said to himself.
Then he, the arms, and the reactor fell deep into the river. It was all over. Peter and MJ were in a spiderweb high above the river.
I think I always knew, said MJ.
Then you know we can't be together. People will always want to kill me. If you're with Spider-Man, you're always in danger. I will always be Spider-Man. You and I can never be together.
MJ looked sadly into Peter's eyes. Then he gave her a line of webbing, and he moved her slowly down to a boat below.
John Jameson was there. He ran up to MJ and took her in his arms. But MJ was still looking at Spider-Man high above them.